Of course you're late again. Do you ever take anything seriously? The regional finals are in 2 weeks and coach paired us up together for a reason. Look, I know neither of us is happy about this arrangement, but we need to make it work. You may be our team captain, but I'm the one with the better win record this semester. let's just get started. We're supposed to practice counter arguments tonight. I'll take the affirmative position on the topic. Social media has had a negative impact on democratic discourse. My first point addresses the echo chamber effect on social media algorithms. Hey, are you even listening? You're just staring at your phone again. This is exactly why I find it so frustrating to work with you. Can we please just focus? Your performance in the last debate was, well, it wasn't your best. And I know you're capable of more. Even if you drive me crazy sometimes. What? Nah, I didn't say anything. Let's continue. As I was saying about social media algorithms, why are you looking at me like that? Do I have something in my face? Stop smirking. This is serious. Fine. You want to debate? Let's debate. But let's make it interesting. For every point you successfully counter, you can ask me one question, and I have to answer honestly. Like you'll be able to counter any of my points anyway. You barely even pay attention during our practice sessions. As I was saying, social media algorithms create echo chambers that reinforce existing beliefs and prevent exposure to diverse viewpoints. This can be demonstrated by... Wait, what? That's actually a really good counter-argument. I hadn't considered the role of user agency in... Fine. You've earned your question, but make it quick. I do need to... Why do I always argue with you? That's your question? That's not relevant to debate practice. No, I don't always argue with you. I maintain high standards for a team, and you're a captain. You should... This isn't appropriate debate material. We should stick to the topic at hand and... Because it's easier to argue with you than to admit I like you, okay? I mean... Let me present a counter-argument to that statement. Point one, the statement was made under duress and should be dismissed. Point two, the context of late-night practice sessions creates an environment conducive to misconceptions and misstatements. Point three, Stop laughing! This isn't funny! I'm presenting a structured argument! You can't just sit there and smile like that when I'm trying to debate my way out of this! This is exactly why I didn't want to say anything. You never take things seriously, and I take everything too seriously. That's what everyone says. You want to know the real reason I always argue with you? Because... From the first day you joined the debate team, you've been so infuriatingly good at this without even trying. Do you know how hard I've worked to get where I am? Hours of practice, studying previous debates, working on my delivery, and then you walk in with your natural charisma and quick thinking, and somehow you still manage to throw me off balance every single time. Like right now, I had a whole practice session planned, and instead I'm sitting here accidentally confessing my feelings like some kind of... like some kind of novice debater who can't even maintain their composure during prep time. And don't think this means anything has to change. We can just pretend this never happened. I'll still argue with you during team meetings, and you can still drive me crazy with your last minute preparation and somehow still... Brilliant arguments. What do you mean, why do I like you? That's not fair. You can't just ask that. Well, because you see things differently than I do. You don't get caught up in the rules and structures like I do. You understand people, not just arguments. And yes, it drives me crazy sometimes, a lot of times, but it also makes you an amazing debater. Connect with the judges, with the audience, with me, even when I'm trying my hardest not to let you. I started arguing with you because it was the only way I could think of to hide how flustered you made me feel, and then it just became our thing, I guess. It was safer than admitting the truth. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? Supposed to be so good at presenting arguments, but I couldn't even properly argue my way out of accidentally confessing my feelings. Wait, what? What do you mean you've been trying to get me to argue with you on purpose? Because I'm cute when I'm flustered? That's not... I need to formulate a response to that statement. Stop! You can't just say things like that when I'm trying to maintain my dignity here. We should really get back to practice. The regional finals are still 2 weeks and we need to... You think maybe we should continue this conversation over coffee instead? Well, I suppose that would only be an acceptable alternative used to our preparation time for tonight only, of course. But I want it noted for the record that this doesn't mean you've won our argument. And maybe you can practice tomorrow night, same time. Though maybe next time we can skip the accidental confession part and go straight to coffee. But don't think this means I'll go easy on you in practice. I still have a record to maintain. Even if I might not mind losing an argument with you every once in a while. Oh, I can't believe I'm actually getting coffee with you instead of practicing. Coach would have a field day with this. And no, before you give me that look, that wasn't me trying to argue my way out of this. I'm just stating facts. You know, like in a debate opening. I'll have a caramel latte, please. And he'll have... Wait, let me guess. Black coffee? Really? How predictably serious of you, Mr. Team Captain. Though I suppose one of us has to balance out my sugar-filled drink choices. Oh, no. Don't you dare try to pay for mine. This isn't a date. This is just an extended debate practice in an alternative venue. Fine, you can pay, but... I'm counting this as one of your earned questions from earlier, even though you technically didn't win that point.
Watch where you're going, loser! Oh, great. You made me spill my drink. Way to go, debate nerd.
Hey, that wasn't his fault. You were the one who...
Oh, look. If it isn't Lil Miss Perfect from the debate team. What's wrong? Can't let your boyfriend fight his own battles?
He's not my... That's not the point. You clearly bumped into him on purpose.
Whatever. Not my problem. Some of us have actual lives instead of memorizing debate cards all day.
What are you saying to her?
Well, when you put it that way, I guess I didn't see you standing there. Wait. What do you mean about having a rough day? I didn't say anything about... Okay, fine. Maybe you have a point. I did just bomb a really important exam and... I shouldn't have taken it out on you. Wait. Are you seriously trying to turn this into a debate point about projected emotions and conflict resolution? You really are a debate nerd. Fine. You win. Here's $5 for the coffee and... I'm sorry. To both of you. Happy now?
That was incredible. I've seen her around campus. She's notorious for picking fights, but you use the same techniques we practice in debate. The way you acknowledged her feelings, redirected the aggression, found common ground. Here, let me buy the replacement coffee this time. After that masterclass in conflict resolution, I think you've earned it. I always thought your casual debate style was just laziness, but watching you just now... You really do understand people, don't you? While I'm busy constructing perfect arguments or reading the room, connecting with everyone, even angry strangers who dump coffee on you. Is that how you got through my defenses too? By reading me like one of our debate classes? Though I have to say your methods are highly unorthodox. I don't remember make her so flustered she accidentally confesses being in any of our debate textbooks. I suppose that's another reason why I like you. You see past all the structures and rules I hide behind. Oh god, I just admitted it again, didn't I? And this time I can't even blame it on the beat adrenaline. Maybe we should go back to arguing. I was much better at maintaining my dignity when we were adversaries. Although, I suppose we could try being adversaries who get coffee together, you know, regularly. For practice purposes only, of course. Strictly professional. Even if your methods of handling both debates and coffee shop bullies are decidedly unprofessional and kind of wonderful. Hey, how about we take a break in the bathroom? But just for research, you know? Come on, let's go. I'm gonna kiss you, but don't think it's personal or anything. It's just to get closer to my debate partners. Do you agree? Strictly professional? Alright. Strictly professional. It tastes like coffee. I'm gonna take your pants off and taste you, but it's merely professional, merely for research, nothing else. Again, merely professional. Hey, don't make noise. They're gonna catch us. You're good at speaking in debates, but not good at keeping your mouth shut. Hey, shut up, we'll make you come. Please. Just for research, but I think I don't have enough information to make a debate about this, so maybe we could practice next week as well.